Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast may contain coarse language. Listener's discretion is advised. Also, this podcast will obviously contain spoilers for Demon Slayer. Please beware. Listen at your own risk.
Hello, and welcome to the Demon Slayer podcast. I'm your host, VLord GTZ, and with me today, I have my usual co-host, Laser Kid.
Hello!
And we're back at it again, of course, to talk about more Demon Slayer, specifically the Swordsmith Village arc, which has continued to be very hype. Don't you agree?
I definitely agree.
Yeah, and specifically today we are talking about episode 5, which had some definitely interesting action scenes and some big appearances. So I guess to start off here, I think one thing that really stuck out to me right away in this episode was just the fluidity of the animation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it was very, very well done.
Yeah, and obviously we expect quality from Demon Slayer at this point. It's a fine wine among anime, but there's something special about this episode, I feel, especially in the way certain characters like, say, Kanroji move, where we see Kanroji show up and just the movement of her super long blade using all the love breathing techniques and the sword wrapping around the enemies.
I got some flashbacks to a manga which shall not be named.
Yeah, honestly, it kind of reminded me of that too, not gonna lie. But I think it really was such an interesting way to animate Kanroji's sword. Because in the manga, obviously, you're looking at it in a very kind of static form. It's just on the page, and there's that sense of movement, but seeing it is really believing it here. And I really think Yufudable has done a great job of really kind of bringing this sword to life in a way that kind of doesn't feel jarring and actually looks insanely cool.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
Yeah, but I think another big highlight here is with Tokito.
Oh, man.
And his confrontation with Gyoko, which, I knew it was going to be cool, but man, the way Gyoko shows up and the way he introduces himself, man, it's both horrific and amazing at the same time.
Agreed.
When he showed that group of stitched people coming out of that pot, I was what? I didn't even remember this from the manga.
Chills, man. It was crazy.
Yeah, nah, instant chills. And it really kind of sets the tone of the type of enemy Gyoko is. Someone that's very sadistic, yet having kind of a carefree attitude, very, I guess, lackadaisical in a way, uncaring of others, but savoring their own pleasure. Which is a good contrast to Hatengu, where the main body of Hatengu is very much kind of cowardly and kind of hides from attention, doesn't want to face confrontation.
Agreed.
So it creates this really nice dynamic there.
Absolutely.
And we even get a few hints here at some possible looks at Tokito's past.
Indeed we do.
Yeah, and I'm curious to see how some anime-only fans are going to react to the coming episodes with that, because I was very surprised by Tokito's backstory the first time I saw it.
It completely changed the way I looked at him, honestly.
It really does, especially given the type of character he's introduced as. It's kind of more, I wouldn't say necessarily emotionless, but more kind of distant in a way.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's gonna be really cool to see what happens here. But I've been holding back talking about the biggest, most important thing in this episode, and that's the stuff with Tanjiro.
Oh, man. This is it.
Yes. Oh, so, like, beforehand, when this episode was, like, about to come out, word got on the street that a legendary animator, Nozomu Abe, who has done some of the most amazing cuts of Demon Slayer in the previous seasons, was animating a cut for this episode. And Laser, I think you can probably guess what cut it was, but it exceeded my expectations here. When we see Tanjiro's red sword come out with him having the mark, and then him charging through, cutting through Orochi, cutting through Sekido, cutting through Karaku,
man.
And you get that whole dragon shape sequence there.
It is beautiful.
I was speechless. I was just speechless.
Jaw on the floor. This was spectacular.
Yeah, it really was. Like, I feel like I have no words at times when I'm watching Demon Slayer now, and this week was honestly no exception.
Absolutely. It was insane.
Yeah, and I like that there's a lot of kind of connections here that can be made to the past of the Demon Slayers, specifically the memories that Tanjiro seems to have of Yorichi, and the idea that Yorichi also had this red sword. But even though Tanjiro's not creating this red sword through the same means as Yorichi is apparently doing, it still holds similar significance. And we even see that in how the different versions of Hatengu are reacting to that sword. They instantly connect that sword with Muzan's memories of Yorichi.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I really love the short transition you see where, like, they have Tanjiro's, like, close-up face. And then you see a flash of Yorichi's face.
Oh, God. It's so cool to get all this going.
It really is. I mean, it's obviously just the beginning, as we both know here. And we constantly tease on the podcast.
There is more to come.
Honestly, though, it's like, I am surprised we got such a cool scene this early into the season. I was expecting something kind of like flashy and big near the end of the season, kind of like what we had with Entertainment District.
Yeah.
But even though it's arguably, yeah, it's not that long of a cut. It's like about a minute or so. But that 1 minute, you are just lost in the animation.
Oh, man, you really are. It's just so masterfully done.
Yeah. It honestly really is. And, like, I just am really continue to be excited to see what Yufotable has in store for the rest of this fight. Because it seems like, okay, maybe we're near the end of this conflict by the end of this episode. But it doesn't actually seem that way once we realize, oh, wait, Genya seems a little bit unsettled.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Genya forgot to have a Snickers. He's not him when he's angry.
Genya got off the train.
Yeah, Genya definitely got off the train.
He shouldn't have. He should not have gotten off the train.
Yeah, Demon Slayer has taught us, never get off the train.
No, the train is your friend. It keeps you safe. It's when you get off the train that Akaza comes and punches a hole through you.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty accurate. Though, I mean, Genya did beat down Aizetsu there, so.
That's true. That's true. But he definitely needs a Snickers.
Yeah.
Maybe you can get one from Nezuko.
Maybe. It's quite possible. I mean, Nezuko does seem like the battle mage type.
She does.
If we're classifying her.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, she does literally light Tanjiro's blade on fire in this episode.
Oh, God, I'm so, so happy that's been animated.
Yeah, honestly, I really love the agency that Nezuko has in this arc. I know we've kind of mentioned before, but even like the scene here in this episode where Nezuko is the one, like, having them escape from the different forms of Hatengu from, like, the manor.
Yep.
Like, Nezuko's the one taking the initiative there, not Tanjiro.
She is not a person who needs other people to do things for her. She is perfectly capable of acting on her own. She's a strong, independent woman. Okay, I'm joking at that point. But, like, legit, she is, though. but like not in a way that gets your face. She is able to do the thing she needs to do.
Yeah, which I feel is like very long overdue in the series.
Absolutely. Top one of my top favorite characters. She's amazing, and this arc is a lot of why I love her so much. And it's really nice to see her do not just a little, but a lot.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. And like I think that it also, I think, further confirms the bond that Nezuko and Tanjiro have in the series by having Nezuko grow to have this initiative in the story, even as a demon, even after losing her quote-unquote humanity in a way.
What I found really interesting is that she and Tanjiro were carrying each other at different points during this story.
Yeah, that's a great point. Like, they've become their own supports for each other, as like you would with a normal sibling.
Yeah, there are points where Tanjiro's being carried by her. She gets knocked out. Tanjiro picks her up, carries her. Neither one could make it out of there without the other. They're very much a team.
Mm, yeah, no, I definitely agree. I'm being reminded now of the scene at the end of last season where we have the little Nezuko transporting Tanjiro around after the battle.
All aboard the Nezuko bus.
Yeah, such a funny scene.
It's beautiful. It's hilarious and heartwarming at the same time.
Yeah, it really is. I'm trying to like think of like more to say about this episode, but
God, there's a lot of action and a lot of really intense moments and a lot of beautiful moments. But I don't know what to say beyond what we've said.
Yeah, like I think that's kind of the big problem with covering Demon Slayer week to week now. It's like there's so much cool that's happening on screen, but when you have to think about it in retrospect, it's like not a lot is technically happening, but at the same time, it's about that experience, about the journey that you're having during those 20 minutes.
Demon Slayer is really good about that. Some episodes, a lot happens without a lot of action, so you have a lot to talk about. And then other episodes, there's not a lot to talk about, but gosh, is it a ride?
Yeah, nah, I think like that's why you're here, for that ride. That constant and never-ending train.
Never-ending train! Mugen train! Give me the ticket to the demon train! Just don't get off of it.
Yeah, we can't escape trains on this podcast, nope. Apparently.
It cannot be done. All aboard, choo-choo.
But yeah, I mean, I'm just really excited to see what happens in episode 6 here. I do find it funny that we ended on that Genya scene, knowing what actually is going to happen.
It's such a funny thing for them to do.
Yeah, nah. I mean, I don't want to say more than that to spoil anything, but it's an interesting choice.
It is a very interesting choice, but I like it. I like it.
Yeah, I think one other thing that we didn't mention is that Tokido was headed towards Hagare Nezuka's, I guess, hideout of sorts, where he's been working on Tanjiro's sword.
He also wants to get his own sword.
Yeah. And I wonder, maybe we might see Haganezuka again soon.
I hope so.
Hopefully he doesn't beat someone up, but
hopefully he beats up a demon this time.
Okay, that's true. If he's beating up a demon, that's one thing.
I will say, man, the scene with the swordsmith villagers being used in art was very appropriately horrifying.
Yeah, it definitely was. You know what it actually reminded me of? It reminded me of that one story arc in Psycho Pass where there's that serial killer that makes sculptures out of the high school girls.
Oh, jeez, I never got that far in that show.
You gotta get to that arc. It's extremely disturbing, but it's really good.
I believe it.
Yeah, so it gave me very similar feelings of discomfort.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a good thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, demon being creepy, that's what they do.
Spooky, scary demons.
That's why we gotta to exterminate them. That's why we gotta slay them.
Yes, we have slaying in our Demon Slayer series. Who would have guessed?
We slay demons in Demon Slayer. We don't negotiate with demons around here.
Yeah, where's our Demon Negotiator series?
Demon Negotiator series. My name is Roger Smith, and I'm a negotiator. We won't be intimidated by demon threats.
Nezuko Showtime.
Oh my god. Oh lord.
Yeah, I mean, Laser, do you have anything else to say about this episode? Anything you want to get off your chest? Confess to the Demon Slayer fandom?
I confess that this episode was amazing.
I also confess that.
I think that's all I got left in me. Anything else is just going to be a really dumb joke about Nezuko being a giant robot now.
I mean, that's not a bad thing.
No.
We need more jokes on this podcast.
More?
Yes, you can never have enough.
Well, I mean, I guess it's a good thing I'm here then, because I make all the dumb jokes.
Exactly. You're making up for my lack of good jokes.
I don't know if mine are good, but they're jokes.
They're better than what I can come up with.
Fair enough.
Well, honestly, I think most of them are bangers.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Audience, if you think Laser's jokes are bangers, let us know.
No.
Otherwise, we'll fire him.
Yeah. Just let me know that I'm terrible. I know I am.
But yeah, I think overall, really good episode, as always. Looking forward to episode 6 and the continued story of the Swordsmith Village arc. One of the best arcs in the series.
Absolutely my favorite.
But until next time, Laser, where can people find you?
Well, outside of bad comedy clubs, you can find me on Twitter at LaserKidPrime. And you can find me over on Tatami Faithful, writing editorials, and regularly appearing on the Tatami Faithful podcast.
Awesome. As for myself, you can find me on Twitter at VLordGTZ. And I write various things in my free time for MangaMavericks.com as well as TonamiFaithful.com. So you can check out my writing over there. And then I do a bunch of podcasts. The one I do with Laser is the Dumb Weebs podcast at Dumb Weebs Pod. But then there's also Saturday Night Shoggy at Sat Night Shoggy, as well as Oversoul Shaman King podcast at Shaman King Pod. Then I'm also occasionally on the Tanami Faithful podcast at Tanami Podcast. But go check out the extended V-Lord podcast universe out there.
Ooh.
Venture forth. But as far as the Demon Slayer podcast is concerned, you can find that on Twitter at DSlayer Podcast, on Facebook at facebook.com/DemonSlayerPodcast, and on the Tanami Faithful website itself at TanamiFaithful.com/DemonSlayerPodcast. And the podcast is on basically every podcast streaming platform at this point that you can think of. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbay, you name it, we're there. So go look us up, subscribe, give us a rating or review if you feel like it, and just enjoy our episodes. And if you want to get early access to our episodes as well as bonus content, you can subscribe to our Patreon.
We have a Patreon?
Yes, that's right. We have a Patreon.
Ooh.
For as little as $1 a month, you can support us on there, get access to our upcoming schedule, outtakes, bonus podcasts, a ton of cool stuff that we're continuing to even build further. So yeah, if you want to join our growing community of patrons, go check that out over on patreon.com/DemonSlayerPodcastUniverse. But that about does it for this episode, so we will see you guys later.
Cast in the name of Uyashiki, ye not the guilty, we have came to terms, Nezuko.